Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening, world? Welcome back to another episode of Real Adult Talk and Mo with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to another Sunday Fun Day. This is Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up. Come kick it with your people.
For a shizzle. I love it, I love it, I love it. Man, this week coming in is really the great reset, right? Last week when I was, shout out to our top five countries tuning in. First of all, we want to give y'all props before anything. And every other country that's tuning in, we love y'all too.
All right, so we're gonna run it down for the people. So from bottom to top, we got number five. Big shout out to Big Bangladesh on the check-in. So big shout out, peace and love to everybody out there in Bangladesh listening to Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. Highly appreciate it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Keep y'all country on the countdown. Number four is like, I think this is like my favorite country in Euro as far as like our listeners, man. Big shout out to Finland. Y'all been riding so, y'all been riding shotgun with us, man, since the summer. We appreciate it, man. So big shout out to Euro, you know, up top, Finland. Number three, we got the continent, not the country. We got a whole continent, you know what I'm saying, listening to us. Big shout out to Australia and the Outback, all the provinces down there. Big shout out to Sydney, Australia. My uncle said he was out there. He said it's one of his favorite cities. So peace and shout out to y'all. Number two, the lovely people of Salvador, you know, and they represent Brazil, South America on the check-in. So like I said, man, just the beautiful shades of people. And then, of course, number one, we have the home team, and that is the United States of America. So peace and love to the East Coast, to the South, to the West Coast, the Great Lakes. And I come to you from New Amsterdam, a.k.a. NY City. So, yes, that's the top five, man. So shout
and
out
I'm
to
out here in ATL in the
yes,
South.
Yes, ATL, shouting down in the ATL.
Man, listen, y'all listen. This is definitely the Great Reset, okay? So if you tune in the last episode, we was doing the spiritual conversation. You know, I was coughing nonstop. I was sick as a whole fool all week long, right? So the things that I normally do during my week, you know, being 100% self-employed, I really didn't do nothing. Like, I didn't do any type of work for real other than we upgraded to a warehouse now. You know, we had a unit. Now we have a warehouse. So all nice. Praises, you know what I'm saying, to Olo Dumare for that. And I pushed through because I had been looking for a spot for a minute. But I pushed through to go get that paperwork signed. Other than that, I didn't do anything. I'm talking about sick. Oh, my God, I'm sick. So me and my partner, we were separated because, of course, I didn't want him to get sick. And he didn't know to what extent that I was because I didn't want to, you know, fuck him up in the head. So ultimately, I just had to say, look, okay, I'm over here fucked up. So he come over here to help me, you know, and he ended up getting a little sick. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, all weekend long, the weather has been warm as shit. I mean, hot. It's now cold as hell in Atlanta. So we are undergoing so many viruses right now, the flu, which is a virus, vid, which is a virus, RSV, it's just a lot going on right now. A form of pneumonia, it's a lot in the air right now. And so I urge all of my people, like, make sure you know what I'm saying, you getting, you know, covering up, staying from outside, you know, wearing whatever face protector that you can. People be like, I don't have to wear it. They not really making this a big thing because they don't want it everybody to lose their shit. But listen, let me tell you something. Everybody that I talk to them been sick, right? And it's just crazy. So I have him. I'm like, okay, we started drinking whiskey. And whiskey was really, you know what I'm saying, like helping us out greatly.
Nice.
Whiskey, elderberry, you know, doing our 1-2s on building up, boosting up our immune system. Whiskey, mucus and bacteria can't live in your system if you got whiskey in it. So just little hint, you know, get on your herbs and stuff like that. I was out. I still have a tad bit of the cough, but it's like now, you know, you sneeze, no mucus is coming out. So it's just a little bit like holding on, you know? Again, I am the chairman on the chairman on the board of Fuck These Kids.
Okay.
I didn't go up. I couldn't really clean. I couldn't do none of this. We didn't get up till today, for real. Yesterday I started feeling better. I felt more like myself yesterday than I have in the last 7 days, 8 days or so. So yesterday I had put my face mask on, did my 1-2 when I got my nails done, and just kind of like chilled. You know what I'm saying? I omitted date night because he was not feeling too well, and he went and doped himself up on all this cold stuff. So he just out there, and I'm just like, I'm just now feeling, you know, 85%. I don't want to be out. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't do date night last night, but we're going to make up for it sometime during the week. You know what I'm saying? Just to, like, get it done. But we get up today, finally this afternoon, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to cook dinner. And then, you know, I'm going to start prepping dinner for tomorrow. Mind you, I haven't even been able to cook like I have been cooking lately because I was not feeling myself. So I go and I'm like, all right, I know I'm going to have something to clean up because I haven't been able to get up all week. Man, fuck these kids. I'm talking about we in there for about 30, 45 minutes washing dishes, wiping shit down, bleaching this, bleaching that. I was like, so y'all just didn't care that I was sick. Y'all just like, shit, YOLO, you know, y'all done turned up in here. So we just got finished with that for the night, you know, washed all the dishes, bleached everything now, swept and mopped, you know what I'm saying, just kind of put everything in perspective. So this is the refresh because I just was sitting here. If you guys have been following us for a while, you know, every year or so I swap out my furniture, you know, and move some stuff around. So what we're doing, I'm finna swap some shit out. So I brought a sectional about a year or so ago, Mo, about a year and a half ago, and I'm going to give it to my children. So upstairs, the biggest guest bedroom is the biggest room upstairs, which is also connected to the bathroom. So we were just sitting talking tonight, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to give my kids this room because I don't want nobody else coming to stay with me, okay? I don't want nobody else to be comfortable. So we're going to, we're going to clean the furniture, and we're going to put the small sectional in the boys' room and swap their beds out and put a bigger TV in the guest room. That's going to be their room. The room that they're in now is going to be the room with the extra bed in it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to swap that out. We're going to get some painting done, you know, revamping the bathroom, got redid upstairs. Just about everything upstairs got redid in the bathroom. So now we're going to go ahead and paint and just start working on the refresh. We're going to start doing it this week, and it probably take me – I'll probably have it done within 60 days, knowing me, because I don't just jump and move. I'm looking at prices. So definitely working on the great reset upstairs. So I'm basically saying the kids are 100% kicked out of my living room now at this point, and they just got their own space that they're going to deal with. And their room will now be connected to the bathroom, which would make that a little bit easier for them. So they rock out, you know, for this last year, you know. So this is where we at, you know. Me and the great refresh, cleaning stuff up, revamping. The only thing they really have to come downstairs for is to the kitchen, you know. And then outside of that, they can, you know, go back in there. I spent a lot of time in there. I was thinking about putting, like, a small TV in the kitchen, so when I'm in there, I can, you know, listen to my music or watch YouTube or whatever the case may be. Like, I was in there tonight, you know, cleaning up heavy, and then I had a roast. I put a roast in the crock pot for dinner tomorrow night, and after I did that, then I made us T-bone steak, and we did potatoes, loaded potatoes, and asparagus. So I'm cooking two meals at once.
Let me get a
while
plate.
Cleaning
Let me
up.
Get a plate.
While cleaning up, you know what I'm saying? So it just really make a lot of sense to make it comfortable and, you know, figure that out. Try to figure out a nice little reset type situation for in there. So I think I want to get some more chairs to the dining room table because the chairs that I got were cloth, and I want to get some that's not cloth. But that's where we at. I'm just preparing myself to do another refresh and revamp of, you know, of the house. Moving around now, I'm like, he's like, oh shit, now you want to go and do everything. Like, it's easy when you just go and be like, okay, I want this, I want this, I want this. You ain't doing the work. That's the soft life. I love it. How was your week?
Yes, so my week was cool. You know, once again, business as usual. Basically, I'm calling this week organizing and enterprising. You know, so that's what I'm on. So, you know, shout out to Vintage Nubian. You know, we was at our storage spot today getting the inventory together. So, that's coming along. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy where that's headed for 2024. I'm so excited to get things on track the way I envision it. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. You know, interior decorating, shout out. Real estate, you know, grinding, getting to it. You know, just in the holiday season, you know, in that mode a little bit. I'm trying to think, was there anything else? Other than that, you know, once again, the motto is forward thinking, remember how smart you are. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just moving forward, man, just ready for the 2024 switch up to take place. So that's where I'm at, you know. Happy holidays to everybody out there listening. If you do, you know, indulge or celebrate, peace and love to your family. So that's my week.
Can you really believe that we got less than a month to 2023?
That's it. You know, yeah, that's it. 2023 was that's another thing too. Just been reflecting on my year this year. So it was, it was an interesting year. I think this was more or less kind of like a setup year, a transition year. You know, I switched offices. You know, I'm in a different part of the city now, you know, as far as like, you know, when I'm doing business. And then, you know, my wife, you know, her thing got situated, you know, as far as her career and things of that nature, then the business, how we're shifting that around. So this was 2023 to me was just, yeah, definitely like a setup year. Things, you know, rearranging, and, you know, 2024. You know, God willing, is just going to be the fruits of all the labor that's been, you know, planted and stuff like that. You know, I just was tending to the garden this year. Now, you know, I want to see some sprouts, some nice flowers and you know, crops and all that. You know what I'm saying? So I can eat good in 2024. So, you know, yeah, that's it. Yeah, so that's another thing that I've been doing. But, you know, I don't get caught up in that when people be like, oh, time is flying and this and that. Time is time, man. Like, so, you know, it's just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I just like, I don't really get into that energy no more. It's just like, I'm just, it is. It's evolution. You know, we're evolving. And, you know, I love seeing just things change and shift and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like I said, I don't look at myself as getting older, even though I am, but I look at myself as getting wiser, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just talking to one of my good friends, like, this week, too, just talking about how, like, you know, as you get wiser, you start to just see certain things, man. You just start to see, you know, things come back around, certain trends and just certain things. You just start to, you know, I've seen that before, you know what I'm saying? Now I see it this way, and it's a beautiful thing, you know, if you can really just embrace it and kind of like don't lose sight of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love it, man. It's time. It's space. And 2024, here we go. You know what I'm saying? So let's toast to 2023 and, you know, the people who did make it, you know what I'm saying? We still got a couple of weeks to go. So God willing, you know, we can all, you know, cross the line of time, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, the way we keep it, as far as the yearly time, you know what I'm saying, we can make it over to 2024 and, you know, and just have a bigger and better year this coming year, man. So I just want to be happy, healthy, and blessed, you know what I'm saying. I'm really on my blessings too, you know what I'm saying. Like, I've really been connected, you know. Like I said, I'm a spiritual person, but I really feel like I'm really connected right now, you know, as far as like a higher source and things of that nature. And I feel good, you know what I'm saying? So,
hey.
Yeah, that's the energy I'm in.
I love to hear that, you know. I love to hear it. It's absolutely amazing. You know, when I hear you talk about, you know, being in that good energy and maneuvering in that, you know what I'm saying? In that type of ashe. So
yeah.
I love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So great reset. Fuck these kids. And tonight's topic, we are talking about, are men okay with women dating multiple men? Now, of course, there's times like now that I'm going to have to give a, you know, a little bit of, you know, pretext on what I'm talking about. Because, you know, like, wait, what?
Usually always the inspiration. So what was the inspiration for this? How did this topic come to mind?
So listen, one thing that I tell women to do, right? A man is going to tell you exactly the opposite of this, right? And I've known all the different types of men that generally tell you the opposite of this, right? One thing that I tell women to do is to date multiple men. And the reason that I tell women to date multiple men is because you don't know what you're going to get. And most women don't really know how, what they're really looking for. And that's the problem. You're not dating multiple men because you feel like you want to date multiple men. You don't know what you want. That is the most important piece of this situation, is that you can't say, I want this type of situation without having to explore and being in multiple situations and truly know it. And so I seen a conversation where a man is like, hey, women date multiple men, and yet they don't have a ring, and they wonder why. And I'm like, but what does that have to do with the price of tea in China, right? Like, if a man is failing to give a woman a commitment, right, and she doesn't know what she truly wants, you got to go out and figure out what you truly want. Don't settle. So the man says that is the problem. Even if the man has not committed for a woman to date multiple men. That's what he said. And I said, I don't think so. And then you had a lot of men that were chiming in like, yeah, you know, if you dated me, just date me. And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to figure this out. How can you want someone to fully commit their time and energy to you and you have not committed your time and energy to this person? How does that even happen? How does this happen? What do you think about a woman that is not down and not in a committed relationship dating multiple men? I'm going to lean on you first because I feel like that's what you should do.
All right. So once again, tonight's topic is, are men okay with women dating multiple men? Okay. So if you're asking me the question, I'm not passing judgment. You know, you do what you do. Do what makes you happy. You know, so, but I don't think all women are built that way to date multiple men, you know, because like I said, I've said this multiple times on this show since we've been doing this. You can line up five women, say one man, he can impregnate all five of those women. You do the opposite, you know what I'm saying? You line up, you know, five men and one woman. It's only one at a time, you know what I'm saying? 8 months for this one, you know what I'm saying? So, but a man, he can impregnate all of them, and they all going to have babies at different times, you know what I'm saying? Some might happen in 7.5 months, 8 months, 8.5 months, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? But they all going to come, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really think the laws of nature is really set up that way. You know, it, of course you're going to have exceptions to the rule. And I just think if a female is going to, you know, have multiple men and stuff like that, I hope that she has, like, good intentions, you know what I'm saying? Because especially with our black men, you know what I'm saying? Because speaking as a black man and, you know, I think over this past year, actually over the past, like, 5 years, but really – this past year, I've developed what I would call frame, you know what I'm saying? And that's really, you know, leaning into my masculine energy, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of our men, you know what I'm saying, nowadays, they don't have the same frame, you know. They haven't developed it yet. So I just hope, but it, and it takes a special woman to kind of be in tune with that, to kind of understand men and psychology of men and, you know, and not be so manipulative or judgmental of men and just, you know, toxic. That's the word I'm looking for, not toxic. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to date multiple men, you know what I'm saying, bring something to the table. Try to help these men. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just be out there to, like, get what you can get and keep it moving and stuff like that. Just bring something to them. You know what I'm saying? So that's my first opinion on it. So I don't know what you think.
Okay. So here's the whole thing. I get it from a smart standpoint and breaking it down, right? And da-da-da. So, right. Some women don't have it in them, and that's the problem, that they don't have it in them, right? It's not your duty to re-raise no man. You know, if that's your husband or that's somebody that you put time in and you see it and then y'all growing together, great. You can't have that energy with everybody you encounter. You know what I'm saying? Before the situation with me and my partner, like, it was, I had a lot of patience because he taught me patience. Shit. He taught me a whole lot of damn patience. He told me, I didn't teach you shit.
That's good.
I had to have a lot of patience with him because he didn't allow me to speed through the process. You know what I'm saying? He did enough to take control to say, we gonna get there. You know what I'm saying? What you rushing for? You got to learn me fully. I got to learn you fully. You know what I'm saying? All four seasons and shit. We done went through seven seasons, I think. Shit. But, you know, that's the person that I'm putting that in because we got so much established, right? Before that, how can I just want to teach somebody and grow with somebody and let them teach me and all this shit, and we ain't established nothing? You just meet somebody, oh, they cool. You put all this time and energy into them, and then you're not with them 6-7 months down the line. You know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying, but it don't really work like that, and that's what females are doing, and then they are becoming hurt individuals because they pouring themselves and trying to fix somebody that ain't your assignment to fix. You got to be mindful of your assignment. Oh, I like this person. You don't know if you like a person or rocking with a person in under a year. If you really want to talk about being consistent and being with somebody, you don't know under a year. You may be like, okay, that person cool as hell, you know, whatever. You do not know what you're going to.
So what you're saying then you should date multiple. Now, when you say multiple men, the way you framed the question, are you saying multiple men at the same time, at the exact same time, or are you just saying just
exactly?
You know,
so do you figure out what it is or who it is that you're going to be with? You date until you figure it out. You might see this person. You might be like, oh, I like this person because they cool as hell and da da da. Y'all not in no committed relationship. Y'all not working on commitment. It's phases to this, right? Until y'all say, okay, well, you know what? We're not going to sleep with nobody else but each other, right?
Okay.
Then at that point, you know what I'm saying?
What's your definition of dating? Is that just going out for dinner or hanging out,
doing whatever. Until a person commit themselves or start the commitment process, you don't really, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what. And then a man will tell a woman what she want to hear. So that man will say, oh, yeah, we're not going to sleep with nobody else. And that man can go out and he's going to sleep with whoever he want to sleep with, but he's going to have that female think, oh, this is the only person. That's okay, right? Because you're going to have the
You got to keep the buck. I just think men, that's what leads to, you know, toxicness.
That's the problem because you got so many men that's trying to keep these women to themselves, and they're not ready for them. This is why you date multiple people, because you may thinking that you like Mark because you and Mark got good chemistry and Mark funny as hell. So you like, oh, I like Mark, so I'm going to rock with Mark. And then you go down the line and you see shit, Mark ain't nothing but he a gaslighter, he's a narcissist, he's a manipulator, da-da-da. You done dropped everything that you had on your plate for Mark, and then now you feel stuck with Mark, obligated to Mark. But if you had Lee and John, don't mean, I'm not telling y'all to be sleeping with all these people now. You, if you can't date without sleeping with somebody, then that's a problem.
Okay.
You ain't got to sleep with everybody that you interacting with, right? But you got these other people that you're interacting with, and you start to see more in somebody else. So you ain't dropped all of your shit. The thing is that people be so ready to commit too soon. You know what I'm saying? You too ready to commit too soon. When ain't nobody committing, they lying. Everybody lying to each other. And so we got so many damaged women out here now because they always want to help. Well, you know, it's okay. I want to help him. If I had a dollar for every time a woman said, well, I just wanted to help him. Well, they did me dirty after I helped them. Or you felt left out because you decided to help them. If I had a dollar, more I've been than paid for my whole, if I get a dollar starting the day to the end of the week with what I do, I'm working every day. More I've been than did my whole revamp starting next week. I've been than paid for everything. That's just how much I hear this when I'm out here, you know what I'm saying, coaching and all this with these women. They're the same story. And they don't even know that they're telling the same story. They don't even know that they're doing the same thing because there's no guidance on that. Man, help yourself. How can you help somebody before you helping yourself? And this person done took your help and moved on, and now you sitting here looking stupid. The thing that we fail to realize is we got to help ourselves first. Then you go and you help somebody that's in a situation with you, that person ride with you. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to know it for a whole year. You're not going to know it, man. Trust me. Man, listen, I a motherfucker right now was cool with a chick and thought that they knew him, thought everything was cool. And then they just called me and was like, man, I just found out this motherfucker was a whole escort. Not only did you find out he was an escort, but now you got some shit going on with yourself, right? Because you done slept with this person, and you got some shit going on with yourself. Thankfully, you know what I'm saying? You can get rid of it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Women and men, they all play a game. So you just got to find somebody that's worth your energy and your time. But stop giving your whole self to somebody if you don't know. Y'all 3 months in. That's who I want. That's just like, how you know? Been in this person 3 months. How you know? You know, it looked good. Yeah, the grass greener. Cause you mad at whoever you with, or you know whatever you going through. No, man, slow down. Date. Leave your options open. Even if you was only dating one person, that still don't mean that you guaranteed no ring. You know, if you feel like, the point is, like, if a man feel like, oh, okay, he can't handle it, then shit. You can't handle the truth. Then, you know, fuck you. Don't tell him. But at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you. We out here lost in the sauce. You going to hold a fact of, oh, if you date multiple people, then you're not worth me putting a ring on your finger. Okay, well, what about if I don't date multiple people? How do I know that, you know what I'm saying, how you know I'm worth getting a ring then? Like, it's the thing that you got a lot of women that's listening to a lot of damaged men on what they want and require, and it's these women are becoming way more damaged. So as men, you know, if y'all knew better, y'all would do better. So y'all would let go of this femininity that these men holding on to and let these women go be great. If you ain't ready to settle down for real, or you don't know, you shouldn't be requiring that person to deal with just you.
Well, you know, the savage gentleman kicks in too, you know what I'm saying? So if a female gonna be multiple men, you know what I'm saying? Multiple men, it almost just be like you should get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, if you wanna, you know, have multiple men and do that, then, you know, that gets into that realm, you know what I'm saying? Because you date multiple guys and stuff like that, and they, you know, y'all going out, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. You might as well get paid. So I don't know. You know, that's a slippery slope when you start to say multiple men and dating at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because that could lead to things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're dealing with so many different energies at once. You know, so I don't know. That's a slippery slope. You know what I'm saying? I think that's setting you up to get like whole tendencies. And I'm not passing judgment. I'm not saying nothing about it. I'm not talking down on it. You know what I'm saying? But that's just. If you start dating multiple men at the same time, because dating leads to sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, in this day and time, you ain't just going to be going out, you know what I'm saying? So now if you start having sex with multiple men and you ain't really getting paid for it, like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? You might as well sell that thing, you know what I'm saying, and make some dollars, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you got the look for it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, so that's what I'm just looking at it from that point of view. The savageness kicks in once it's like that. Because, like I said, if you ain't my wife, I can care less. You know what I'm saying? Then it just kind of, it goes with that. But because you lose, not to say, there's no judgment or nothing like that, but when you see somebody just hopping around with different dudes and different dudes, you do start to kind of, all right, like I'm a come at this one from this angle because she used to talking to different dudes, you know what I'm saying? So, but when you see that one, like really trying to find somebody and they, you know, not to put somebody on a moral high horse or nothing like that, but, you know, if they kind of taking their time and they just really trying to find the right one, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, they will, you know, not to say that it's going to automatically happen, you know what I'm saying, because life happens and things happen for a reason, and maybe you're supposed to meet this person for that season to teach you something, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, no judgment, but like I said, that's going to have, like, whole tendencies a little bit, once again, but not talking down on it, in my opinion.
Oh, man. Okay. And then I get it again, but again, that toxic masculinity, because it's more so like, man, bro, just focus on you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Focus on what you got going on versus, you know, what's going on.
Because
you got valid points. Like,
focus on you. I mean, you know, what you mean when you say that focus on you? What is that? That's like, you know, you got to explain that a little bit more.
On, like, what it is that you want with your person. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, like you're going too deep in it. Like, you're going too deep in it. Like, well, this could mean this, and then this could mean that, and then this could be, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of going that deep in the situation of the occasion, just chill and be like, okay, guess what? I know I ain't ready to give this person no commitment. So, you know,
I said. You should keep it a buck. You should keep it 100. You shouldn't be saying, I'm just speaking for the males out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you about to be dealing with a female and you know you're not trying to be tied down, but you do like, you know, being with that person, just be like, look, I'm not ready for a commitment, but I like being with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. If you say that from jump, and then she spin the block and come back around, then she know what it is. So it could be no situation. Now, if she just leave you alone, then she leave you alone. Like, she wasn't ready for that, and she stood on what she meant. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want a commitment. I want a person that's just going to be totally committed to me. So if you're not going to be committed to me, then we can't really take it to a next step, or we can't continue, you know, our little dates that we're going on. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it should just be, you should just be more upfront with what your intentions are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am here. I like hanging out with you, chilling with you, but hey, I'm not tied down. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want you getting mad if you see something or whatever. You know, I just think that's how men should approach. But when you come in and you saying all the right things, like you just said earlier, telling the female what they want to hear, blah, 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 you selling her this dream, and you got all other situations, and you saying that you don't, then that's what leads to toxicness. You know what I'm saying? But keep it a buck. I think females respect it even more. You know what I'm saying? They respect it even more and let you flourish. And then that's when you had the opportunity to, like, really get some shit popping because they know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? So I just think men just need to step up to it, especially in these days and times. Just keep it a buck. I think women respect it more, especially the new breed that's coming up. I think they definitely see it that way. But, you know, that's my viewpoint from where I'm standing or where I'm, you know, analyzing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, people don't really be honest. You know, like if only it was as solid as you saying, like, that would be great. But people don't really be honest, bro. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They're not
they
really
got a lot
keeping
it.
Yeah.
They think they got a lot of, you ain't got a lot of kick it. That's an old school line. You ain't got a lot of kick it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and people think they do. That's the problem. You know?
Yeah, so if you had some situations where people were genuinely as real as you can see them, you know, that's one thing. But it ain't that, bro. It ain't that. Trust me. I counsel these people. It ain't that. You kinda gotta deal with what you looking at, you know?
Yeah.
That ain't that.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think where else we can go with this topic. So, well, let's switch it up. I'm freestyling this a little bit, so hopefully this comes out right. But are men okay with women dating multiple men? So let's switch it up. Are women okay with men dating multiple women? What do you think about that? Because
See, I'm a different breed, so I can only tell you from my standpoint, right? From my standpoint, it's like as long as I know what's up, I can't get my expectations too high. You feel
like
me?
Like what I just said.
So, right. But I'm that person in real life. Like, I already know what I'm dealing with. That doesn't, you know what I'm saying, necessarily mean I'm going to be like, oh, no, you know, da-da-da. If a man say, well, you know, whatever reason this is, I got my options open. Now, I ain't talking about if a man say, okay, I'm in a committed relationship with somebody. And, you know what I'm saying, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about, like, if you tell me what's up, and you doing what you doing by me, then that's what matters. You feel me? But I prefer a man to be honest than to lie. Because when you lie, that shit hard to regain trust back, man. Like, that is one of the hardest things to do, man. It's almost like you might all the way to try to regain trust for somebody. Like, it's crazy. Trying to gain trust for somebody that done lost your trust because they preferred not to be honest.
I get it.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's deep. Now, the only thing I'll say, too, just to play devil's advocate, right, just to play and make the conversation a little bit spicier, right? So some people say, but they can't handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think about that? You know what I'm saying? Playing devil's advocate. Like, I, you know, just said what I said, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, I think you should keep it a buck and, you know what I'm saying, and keep it 100. But what if you
ain't got
nothing.
Those are just people that just can't be real. Like, they just bottom line to that. And people can't be real. And that's what we're talking about. Those ones that feel like somebody can't handle the truth, so you're gonna lie to them. No, you should be real with yourself enough to want to be real with everybody around you. Yeah, they can't handle the truth, then why you around them?
That's a fact. All right, well, that's good.
Wait.
Yes.
You want to answer this question, honey? With Mo? To have a Mo? Mo gonna ask you a question, and you answer it with Mo. He watching this video. Here, come on. Mo, gonna ask you a question. Oh. Mo for to ask you the question. Just answer. Give me your point. Yeah, there you go, Mo. There go Crash.
What's going on, Crash? What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Yo, cooler, man. You know, I guess Black wanted me to ask you this question. So, you know, tonight's topic that we're talking about is, are men okay with women dating multiple men? Wait, hold on. Are men okay with women dating multiple men? Yeah, so I don't know. What you think about that? You know what I'm saying? Is men...
Men, are we okay with women dating multiple?
Yeah.
Hell. From my standpoint, it's like, do what you do.
Exactly. Yeah, I kind of said that. I ain't passing judgment. You do what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all not in a relationship, not in a commitment.
Yeah, do
right?
What you do. I mean, hell. You ain't hurt my feelings. I mean, a lot of people get butt hurt over stuff like that.
Exactly.
People use it as a weapon.
Yeah. And I think what...
But I'm like...
And then what... Go ahead. My fault.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying that, and then what when me and Black was just talking, I was saying... So I said two things. I said, you know what? I think it's for the male's point of view, right? Because it can also be flipped around with our women... okay with men dating multiple women, right? So I just think, especially when it comes to the men's standpoint, you just got to keep it a 100. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it a buck. So, like, say, for instance, if you are, you know, dating a female and she's starting to really get into you or whatever, but you're not ready to commit, you know, you got to just tell her straight up, like, look, I like what we have going here, but I'm not ready to commit. You know what I'm saying? And I respect it if you can't handle that. But that's what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to wait to see. Now, if she spin the block and come back, then you already know. She down with it. You told her. So it can't be no issues because I told you from jump. You know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, when it comes to men and those situations, you know, we as men, we just got to keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? And I think women nowadays respect that so much more, you know, in my perspective. What you think about that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I agree.
Yeah. So, and then the last part I said was, well, I was just playing devil's advocate because I guess some guys could say, well, you know, I don't think she can handle the truth. And then Black came back and said something that was interesting. I was like, if she can't handle the truth, then, you know, y'all shouldn't really be dealing anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I can respect that, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So. So, yeah, that's it. I think Black just wanted me to ask that question to you, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
No, good. As far as handling the truth, hell, too. Some of them just like to live in that fucking mind state of the toxicity.
Okay. Well, that's a good, yeah. All right. So you're saying that. Now, what you elaborate on that. What you mean when you say that?
No, sometimes they want something to be, or they want to think something happened.
Oh,
just
yeah.
to be. I don't know. It's weird. It's hard. It's problem, but it's not. But it's
I can understand where you come from. You said that.
I gotta have a reason to be mad at you. Something like that.
Yeah. They just looking for something. Even if you ain't doing that, they just looking for something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That could be from a previous situation they was in, and now they putting that on you. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody else did them a certain way. So, yeah. But yeah, man, so that's it, you know, that's it, Crash, you know what I'm saying? That's all she wanted me to ask you, man. I guess she wanted to get your perspective.
Appreciate it.
On the show, man. So yeah, man, you already know it, man. It's always a pleasure, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
So, and to piggyback on the last part of what he was saying, right, when you're in a situation, right, and the man dealing with multiple women, just say the woman not built for that. And she can't deal with multiple men. And so this man tell her, say, oh, well, I'm not ready to settle down, but I ain't dealing with nobody. But then, you know what I'm saying, some shit pop off, and he out at the mall with somebody else. You know, you catch him communicating with somebody else. At that point, that's where those issues come in at. That's where a person get in their head. Because it's like, wait a minute, you said it wasn't nobody but me and you, but we ain't in no commitment, we ain't in no relationship. You know what I'm saying? It gets topsy-turvy. So why go through all of that? It's the whole point of a man wanting to be selfish and wanting to keep that woman to himself, knowing that he's not ready for him overall. So therefore, you still just, look, do you. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not giving you a commitment, do you.
Do you. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Date multiple people until you get that one that's ready to commit. That's what you're trying to say?
Correct.
Makes sense. Hey, and like I said, there's no judgment on that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I guess, you know, if that person, it's just like I said, but getting back to bring it all the way back to when we originally started talking about this topic, some women aren't built that way, though. You know what I'm saying? Certain women, they can date multiple men and multiple women too. You know what I'm saying? Let's just put it out there how that shit go. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these women now, they dating men and women. You know what I'm saying? That could be another part of the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's what happens maybe even more so nowadays. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, it ain't even the multiple men. It's like, all right, I see dating this dude. He don't know if he want to commit. But then she also got a little female that they got like a little situation going on. So I think that's what it seems like is more now than just the multiple men. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you think about that. But, you know, I don't know. It just seems like that's what it is now. It seems like it's, you know, females dating multiple men and women.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right.
That's too much.
You said
nah,
too much.
You don't know what you're going to be.
Why is that too much now? You gotta tell me that. Why you think it's too much? Because it's the same thing. It's just
somebody dating men and women. You got to pick a side or something. It's just not shit. You got to see my life. Shit.
You got to pick a side. That's what it is now. That seems like that's what it is. I think that's a better question. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, are men okay with women dating multiple men and women? You know what I'm saying? And maybe even vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, you know, pause to that. You know, as far as the male point of view, because once again, I'm in my masculine thing. But for females, you know, I give them a pass when it comes to women dating other women, because I think just women are more feminine. So, you know, I see how they can be in touch with a kind of maybe a more feminine point of view. You know what I'm saying? Or not, you know, a perspective on that. You know what I'm saying? But they still want to get that pound town. So they still want to have that male there too. But, you know what I'm saying? A male can't be with them on that, you know, that feminine energy that they might want to be around, that just touchy-feely, just feminine. You know what I'm saying? We just in our feminine type shit. You know, unless it's a dyke, you know, true dyke situation where, you know, the dyke is trying to be a man and then it's that. But I don't know. You know, it gets deep, man. There's multiple layers to it. But once again, you know, that was tonight's topic. Shout out to you, Black, you know, for bringing this to the table. You know what I'm saying? Definitely one of our relationship topics. So once again, you know, tonight's topic was, are men okay with women dating multiple men? So, you know, before I get into the world famous chopper, which is my favorite part of the show, Black, did you have any closing thoughts on what we just discussed?
Ladies, just do you until you get a commitment. When you get a commitment, go be loyal. No time to be played. You know, it's tight out here, man. But in order to get what you want, you got to be real with yourself and real with everybody that you're dealing with. So if you're going to be out there with multiple people, then deal with multiple people. But don't look for you to run a situation. You know what I'm saying? You got to be clear about what you want. And you can't be clear about what you want until you done been through some shit with somebody. And that's just what it is. That's it.
Indeed. All right. Well, you know, once again, that was tonight's topic. So, without further ado, let me get into the world-famous chop-up. So once again, if you are new to the show or if you've been a, you know, fan of the show and a loyal listener, you know how I get down. So, you know, at the end of the show, the last I would say half an hour of the show, I get into my favorite part, which is the world famous chop up. And this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week and bring it to the world famous chop up and speak on it. So as always, you know, before I run down my particular topics that I have for the night, Black, was there anything throughout the week that you was tripping on that you was like, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the world famous chop up and we're going to speak on it?
No, I actually didn't see nothing this week. Nothing worth talking about, no.
Nothing worth talking about. All right. Pardon me. Nothing worth talking about this week. All right. So let me see. So, all right. So with that being the case, you know, I got a few different things that I can run down. So, all right. So I guess I'm going to get a quick music. Actually, before I get into the music review, I'm going to get into a quick TV review. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, you know, if you've been listening to the show, especially the last few weeks, Thanksgiving Eve, you know, I got my stars back. So I've been like a kid in a candy store. So I've been just zoning out. Big shout out to 50 Cent. You know, he's doing big things over at Stars, man. Got multiple shows going all at once. And for me, not having Stars for the past 2 years, it's been like a breath of fresh air, man, because every time I'm finished doing, you know, whatever I had to do, you know, whatever business I had to take care of, and now I'm ready just to relax. Now I can just put on Stars, and I can just, you know, vibe out to one of the shows. So just to kind of give the people, give y'all a rundown of where I'm at, not to give it away, but just to tell y'all, like, what's going on with the different Stars shows and the power, I guess, universe. So I just finished up, what was it, Power Book 4, and this one is called Force, and man, was I pleasantly surprised. So Power Book Force is what I like to call the Power Great Lakes Division, or, the, you know, the Great Lakes, yeah, Great Lakes Division of Power, you know what I'm saying? So basically, for anybody that hasn't watched the show or has and maybe fell off or, you know, whatever the case may be, just to give you a quick little, I guess, setup of Force, right? So that's the Tommy. And for the people out there, Tommy, it was Ghost's right-hand man. It was like best friends, you know what I'm saying? And Tommy was a white dude. And Tommy was like, I always describe Tommy, especially when he was younger, even now to this day, he's just more smarter. But he's like the, if you ever seen Menace of Society, he's like a white old dog, you know what I mean? Just like just that shooter just didn't care, you know what I'm saying? Young white and don't give a fuck instead of young black and don't give a fuck. But anyway, so, you know, Tommy got his weight up on Power, and then towards the end of Power, shit hit the fan, and, you know, he had to leave, and he was going to California to, I guess, you know, start some other shit, and he stops in Chicago. You know, like I said, that's why I call it the Great Lakes version. But basically, while in Chicago, you know, it was just supposed to be a quick stop. He goes to see his grandmother, who's sickly. You know, she's getting older. And, you know, lo and behold, while he's there, he finds out that he has a brother. And the brother's, like, black, too. You know what I'm saying? Tommy's all white. So the brother is mixed, but, you know, basically a black dude. And, you know, you see that, and, you know, then you start to see how, like, the whole, I guess, dynamic of the drug culture and scene is in Chicago. And him coming from New York, it seemed like he's, like, a couple steps ahead of the game of everything that's out there. So he's like, oh, shit, you know, I'm starting to like this town. And then it just goes from there, man. But shout out, man, it is very well written. You see the growth in Tommy's character, you know what I'm saying, from what it was from the original Power show. And, yeah, man, thumbs up, man. I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't want to have my hopes up, and then it's like, you know, it'd be whack or corny, and then I'm like, ah, that was a waste of time. But this was, like, all that, man. I was like, damn, like, it was dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like, not to give it away or whatever, but I like the aspects of it. I liked about it was, once again, the different cultures. So if you've been watching Power, You know, that's New York based. But, you know, with it being in the Great Lakes, Chicago, you see it from a different perspective. So in New York, where you would see maybe, especially if you're in like New York or New Jersey, you'll see like, you know, when it comes to like the organized crime, you'll see like Italians and stuff like that. Whereas here in Chicago, it's like Irish, you know, it's like an Irish mob. And then it's like a Serbian culture there too, you know what I'm saying? And the black culture, you know what I'm saying? And you see how they, you know, the different drugs that's popular. And then what was also interesting is, of course, you're always going to have, you know, well, weed is legal now, but, like, I guess cocaine is making a real big comeback now. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing cocaine and all these, like, different shows, because who smokes crack anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an old school 80s situation that I'm glad is no longer there. But now it seems like coke is really making a big time comeback. I guess, version of power, you know, it's a new type of almost like a similar drug to cocaine. It's called, I forgot what it's called, but it's like a Dahlia. Oh yeah, Dahlia is what it's called. And it's like a black, it looks like black cocaine, and it's got like sparkles in it. And what's interesting too, you know, you're seeing it whenever somebody tries it, because this is supposed to be like a high-end type of drug, like some real high-class shit where you're just seeing only the rich do this shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, so high class, and it's, you know, it's very expensive. And but you see, like, the people when they do it, it's like a whole ill high. You just see, and I like the way they shot it. It's like, oh shit, they like, damn, what is this? Where did this come from? You know what I mean? But so anyway, not to give it away, but you see how Tommy kind of, you know, starts to like get intrigued by this and want to see what he can do with it and see how he can hustle it. And yeah, man, just thumbs up, man. Just very, very, very good. I'm trying to think of anything else I was leaving. Oh, and then I like the chemistry side of it, too. That's the ill part about it, too, because all these different drugs, they start out in a you know, a lot, especially, you know, it's natural elements. You know, everybody knows cocaine comes from a tree, you know, that grows in, like, what, Colombia, South America, you know what I'm saying? And then through that, you know, it's you know, shipped around and, you know, and people use it. But when it's pure and uncut, that's when it's like really good, because it's more natural. You know what I'm saying? Once it gets stepped on, I guess, when I ain't no drug dealer, nothing like that, but when people start messing around with it to have more of it, and, but it'd be less potent, you know what I'm saying? That's when you got to have, you know, good chemists to know what to do, so, you know, people don't OD and fuck it up because it's got too many chemicals and too many synthetics in it. You know what I'm saying? That's why you see this all this fentanyl and all this other bullshit. That's like a virus. So just my intuition, you know, just how you have a computer and everything's working well with the computer and you get all comfortable on the computer, same thing with drugs, man. You got to be careful with it, where you get the stuff from. I'm not preaching or whatever, but you know, it's not me. I, you know, marijuana as far as I will go. But, you know, to the certain people that do indulge in certain things, you really got to be careful nowadays because, you know, you have a virus that hits the drug market like fentanyl, and, you know, you get that mixed with it, it's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It's usually fatal. So anyway, long story short, you see the chemist side of it, and I like that they got like a black chemist. And she's like, you know, on point with what she does, you know what I'm saying? And they developed this new designer drug or whatever. So that's the synopsis of at least the first season. Can't wait to get into season two. Probably start that like in the next couple of days or whatever. So that's been pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to that. I'm trying to think what else that I've been rocking out to. Another show that's on there that started out kind of slow because I'm in the second season and just started the third season is Raising Kanan. So at first I was like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little slow. I mean, I watched the first season, but I'm saying the second season started off a little slow, especially because I was like all into, you know, Ghost, which is Power Book 2, which is Tyreek, you know what I'm saying, which is Ghost's son. And that was on point, but I already gave you my review on that last week. That was also A+, man. Shout out to that one. But anyway, Raising Kanan, first I was like, all right, I don't know. But then the more and more I started watching it, that shit got good too, man. So I'm like, I got like one more episode left, and I'm done with season two. Like I said, season three just premiered, like I think like 2 weeks ago. But Raising Kanan, man, as far as the season two, the one I'm watching now, the interesting storylines on that is you're really seeing 50's character, of course, but you're seeing his cousin. Her name is Jukebox. And that's ill because I had to put two and two together because I had to start watching it. And then, you know, once you start watching something, you, like, forget the characters of how, you know, because it's a prequel, of course. The Raising Kanan is a prequel to Power. Is you know, Kanan's character, which is 50 Cent's character when he was younger, coming up. So it's like in the, you know, early 90s, basically. And you forget, and I forgot, you know what I'm saying? I probably remember the first season, but, you know, I had told you I hadn't had Stars in like 2 years. So when I'm watching it now and I'm watching the character, I'm like, damn. I'm like, his cousin is such a tomboy, you know, because she, like, be rolling with who was a crew up here in New York back in the day where they used to just boost polo and just, you know, and sell it, you know what I'm saying? I don't even really hear too much about them now, but they were real big in, like, the 90s when polo was really, really popular. But basically, she was running with that crew, and she just dressed like a tomboy because she would always have all new, like, polo pieces and stuff like that. But it was real, like, tomboyish looking. It was, like, real hood rich looking, you know what I'm saying? Like, real just, you know. Anyway, so I'm just, like, was getting over her look, but you kind of see why. Because she, you know, her mother had left her or whatever when she was younger. And this season, she reconnects because she was basically raised by her father and stuff like that. But she reconnects with her mother. And shout out to LaToya Lockett. So anybody remember her? She was like in the original group with Beyonce and Destiny's Child, like the first version of Destiny's Child or whatever. You know, and LaToya Lockett, man, I got to give it to her. She seems like she's a better actress now than she would be a singer. I haven't heard her sing or whatever. I never really, you know, as a backup singer for Beyonce with Destiny's Child, that was fine. But as far as any solo type of stuff, I never checked for her like that. But her acting, because she has a nice look, and now that she's older, you know, she could play this mature kind of, you know, nice looking, you know, she's got a little bit of range that I've noticed. So anyway, she plays 50 Cent's cousin's Jukebox, plays her mother. And she's like a real church lady in Harlem or whatever, but she's still young looking, you know what I'm saying? But she's like, you know, all into the church. And then you see how she gets Jukebox to get more feminine, you know what I'm saying? So she starts wearing dresses and stuff like that and, like, really started to dress like a – because she's, like, 17, you know what I'm saying? So she's starting to dress like a young lady now, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, not wearing all these boy clothing. But then something happens and you see how she gets cold, and then that just, like, put me back into the – into the Power version of when she was older, and I forgot that she became the cop. You know what I'm saying? So anybody remember that Power episode? She was one that when Tariq first started hanging with 50 Cent, he started sipping lean, and that was the season she was on there. It was ill because she was so cold. Like, she was like, you thought Kanan was cold. She was even colder, but you see why. So anyway, just seeing the whole backstory, that's been pretty good. So, you know, shout out to, you know, Raising Kanan. So, and then the mother's ill. She's like, you know, Kanan's mother. Oh, she's playing that role. Oh, then so I got to shout her out. You know, it's good acting this year from that because, you know, the mother, which is like the main character on the show, she's like definitely like a queen pin. I would say trap queen, but I would say she's more of a queen pin. She's running the whole shit. She just ain't no regular trap queen. She a queen pin. She's like going head-to-head with the mob and all types of shit. So shout-out to her acting. And then the brother, her older brother, which is Jukebox's father, his character really develops this year. You see, you know, his perspective and his point of view as he's trying to get, like, anger management because, you know, he got into it with his daughter and, you know, it was a situation, and then the daughter just really stopped fucking with him because, you know, he put his hands on her and in a bad, you know, like a – trying to discipline her, and it just went bad. But so he went to anger management to get right, and you're seeing that whole storyline. That's a good storyline. And then shout out to Joey Badass, Once again, I'm not a fan of him as a rapper, but him, he plays this character called Unique. And if you remember the first season, you know, he goes to jail, he gets out, and, you know, he's just trying to come back up. So, just dope, man. So, shout out to that one, man. And then, what else I got in rotation? And the only other show right now that I'm finishing up on Starz is P-Valley. So, I got to say pause when I say P-Valley, because I'm watching that one with my wife. But, you know, so for anybody out there, P-Valley just putting you on. That's like a southern strip club. It's in Mississippi.
You can't even get that shit out.
What? Yeah, I got to say pause. Like, I don't know. Have you ever seen P-Valley? Have you watched it?
Nope. He was just sitting here talking about we shouldn't have jumped back. He want to get back on Power. But he talking about Power? No, I heard about P-Valley, and it made me not want to watch it.
Yeah, so, you know, Power, I'm telling you, get the Starz, man. I've been zoning out to that. But anyway, so just explaining P-Valley. Just the way I explain those two shows, I'm going to explain P-Valley. So P-Valley is a strip club in the South. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's in Mississippi. And the main character is this dude named Uncle Clifford. And so Uncle Clifford looks like a drag queen. You know, he's a gay dude, but, you know, he wears all women's clothing. But he's funny, though. I can't even lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even just – whoever the actor is, man, he plays that part really good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even hating on him. But the interesting part about P-Valley, the reason why I got to say pause, because, all right, and I was talking to one of my associates about this, and I guess she was telling, like, one of her homeboys to watch. The homeboy was like, hell no, I ain't watching this shit. It's too much gay shit. But she was like, dude, it's so much other, like, tits and ass on there, but it is some gay. So it's a balance, you know what I'm saying? So, but, I'm strong in my will. I ain't gay, man. I can watch some other shit and not have to whatever. Anyway, so I'm just putting the people on. So, but I do got to say pause, because I do watch with my wife, pause. But the interesting part of the storyline is, the main character, one of the main characters, his name is Lil Murder, right? So he's like a new wave southern rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like a trap rapper, you know what I'm saying? He's got like, you know, just like, you know, like the new wave, you know, he got like a lot of swag about him and stuff like that. So if you was watching him as a rapper, you would think that he just got mad females and stuff like that, but he's actually gay, you know what I'm saying? And he develops this relationship with Uncle Clifford, and then from the first season, not to give it away, but basically he started, like, you know, start blowing up. His mixtape started popping. And then to hit as his cover, one of the more popular strippers in the club, her name is Mississippi, right? So she goes on tour with him. So they tour all the strip clubs in the South, and he performing, and she's like the stripper. That's the act. You know what I'm saying? And it's like blowing up. But I guess from the first season, like, they was at some spot or whatever, and then the Uncle Clifford dude tried to come in and, like, you know, and, like, hug him or something. Like, yo, he, like, hold up, you know what I'm saying? So they end up breaking up because he didn't want to come out. And then he used the cover as the, you know, the stripper to go in. And so the people was thinking, oh, they must be kicking it because, you know, they going on a tour through all the South, doing all the clubs and whatever. So. But it's good, man. So that's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to give it away, you know what I'm saying? But it is pretty good. I mean, it's got that to it. But you know, it's got some other storylines. What's interesting about that too, especially this season, like the main stripper that I was telling you about, the one that's named Mississippi, like her storyline is ill too, because she used to work at the strip club in the first season, and then, you know, it goes into COVID too, and basically, she has a white dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got, like, two kids by this white dude. And everybody always looking at her like, you don't seem like the type of person who would be with this white dude. And then the white dude got, like, an anger problem. He, like, you know, domestic violence and all types of shit with that. So then, you know, everybody's starting to see, because every time, you know, every so often she'll come in with, like, some bruises or whatever, because he'd be beating her and shit. So they're like, why the fuck are you with this dude? And one of the best episodes, because like I said, I got maybe about two episodes left before I'm finished with the second season, and I don't think they did a third season yet, but they had an episode just dedicated to her and showing her story of how she met the white dude, like basically like a high school sweetheart, and And then she got pregnant early, but then the white dude comes from like this like privileged Southern family. But then, you know, he started falling for her, falling in love with her, I guess. And then the family disowned her once she get pregnant, and then shit hit the fan, and he ended up dropping out of college and losing a scholarship and all types of shit. And then, you know, she was like coming from like a home where her father was with her stepmother, and they had like some money, so they had a nice house, and so she was a little bougie. And then when the white dude, you know, got kicked, lost his scholarship and whatever, and they had to get their own apartment, and his job situation ain't been on point, so she started talking crazy to him, and then he hit her one day or choked her out one day. And then ever since then, it's been like domestic violence. So anyway, it was a good, you know, showing why they got to that. So anyway, I'm just to give you a little synopsis on P-Valley. It is actually pretty good. I will have to say pause, though. It is a lot of, like, undertone and scenes in it. But all in all, you know, it's got some real storylines, I guess, that goes on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about it, but I guess this does kind of happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. You know what I'm saying? And then finally, once I finish P-Valley, I'm going to get into BMF. I already saw the first season of BMF. So what's interesting about the first season, that was like the Great Lakes version of BMF, because they, you know, of course, that's the story of Big Meech, you know, Black Mafia family. And they started out in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? And it's the first season is a period piece, you know what I'm saying? Because it takes place in the 80s, the late 80s. And being that I'm from Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? And Detroit is like basically right up the street, like 2 hours away, 2.5 hours away. I remember those times, you know what I'm saying? So that's interesting. But I think the second season is when they first moved to Atlanta. And, you know, anybody that's in Atlanta, they know how, like, you know, BMF really, really came into prominence in the early 2000s in Atlanta. So I'm eager to see how that new season is going to be. So long story short, man, Starz has just been on point, man. So I can't and this to bring it full circle, if you listen to Black, this is why when we was going back and forth about the whole Puff situation. Like I said, once again, Puff's my guy, man. Puff's an inspiration. Like, I, you know, he's definitely, like, business-wise, you know what I'm saying? He's been doing his thing. So I'm a fan of Puff. Don't get it twisted, especially when he started kicking it with, like I said, Carisha, and they started, like, hanging out. But, because of this way, 50 can tell you, he does that documentary, I am all in. And I just think that's such an interesting, I guess, power dynamic, you know, of, you know, Puff and 50, you know what I'm saying? Some real, like, King of New York shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm here for it. I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? And the other thing I'll say is just listen to the whole Puff shit. Like I said, Puff's been, I'm calling him Teflon Don, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing sticking. But the reason why I think 50 Cent is so intrigued by Puff is because if you watch Power Book 2, which is called Ghost, which is basically, you know, Tyreek, which is Ghost's son, it seems like Puff is like the same way. Like, you know, because for the people out there that seen the Tyreek version of Power, this dude, nothing, you know, he's able to get out of all these situations, but they like, damn, wherever you at, it's always somebody, like dying and shit, you know what I'm saying? And if you watch the show, you know what he's doing and manipulating through and all this other stuff, but to the outside looking in, they're like, damn, like, it's just you got an ill energy everywhere you go. It seemed like bodies be dropping, but you seem to, you know, figure out a way to come out from under it, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how story's been. And I think that's why 50 Cent is just intrigued to tell the story, you know what I'm saying? Because so many people want to know the ins and outs. But, you know, so that's that. So moving on. So we got about 10 minutes left in the show. So now I'm going to do my preview for the world-famous Chop Up, the Tuesday edition. You know, shout out to my co-host, Kev Herc. So I'm still kind of, like, mulling through, you know, what's going to be discussed. We're still kind of, you know, trying to figure it out. But I don't know, man. A couple things dropped. Well, one music dropped that I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it, if I want to really review it or not. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Nicki Minaj. You know, she did drop a new album. It's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really for me. it's real, like, you know, if I'm going to give it a rating, I would definitely give it 4 mics out of 5. You know, it's cool, but it's like, I don't know if I'm in that wave right now. You know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, listening to it a little bit, but, you know, it's just so many other female rappers now that I like so much better, you know, than Nicki. But I'm not taking nothing away from Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? That 2010 to 2020 decade was hers. You know what I'm saying? That 10 years, she dominated. And she paved the way for all the females now that you see that's doing it. And it's been interesting, you know, because I be on my social media, you know. So shout out to, you know, the social medias. Shout out to the Mo Benz Twitter. Shout out to Real Adult Talk. We spell it TAWK Twitter. Shout out to Mo Benz on IG. So those are all my socials or whatever. But just seeing, you know, some of the people she influences, like, you know, I'm a big fan. Like, the two rapper chicks that I really like, actually, I was just thinking about this, listening to Nicki Minaj, probably like my 3 female rappers right now. One is like an all-time, and then 2 that I'm just really rocking to right now. They all like dark-skinned women. And I like, you know, I really like, I always say the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, man. I love that melanin thing. And I was like, yo, these 3 that I like the most is like all dark. So Foxy Brown, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's one of them, you know, especially because I reviewed AZ's. We did AZ's new album, which is dope. I gave it 5 mics, actually. AZ is back in his bag, you know what I'm saying? So being that I've been listening to a lot of AZ and Affirm and shit like that, I've been listening to some Foxy, especially some old school Foxy. And she's definitely like my favorite. When it comes to her and Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying? Lil' Kim definitely had the wave as far as being with Biggie and all that and bringing the whole sexuality out. But if I'm just listening to, like, just the lyrics and the cadence, I got to go Foxy over Lil' Kim, even though I used to really fuck with Lil' Kim. But then she got on some Michael Jackson shit with the whole plastic surgery and she lost me. And then once Biggie died, it's never been the same. But anyway, I say all that to say this, I fucks with Foxy. And then the 2 chicks that I'm really feeling right now in the rap game is, shout out to Armani Caesar, and she's from Griselda Records. You know, shout out to West Side Gun, Buffalo, you know, the Great Lakes by way of Buffalo. But Armani Caesar, I was just seeing her, and they love, you know, bigging up Nicki, you know what I'm saying, Nicki Minaj. I'm seeing her on their stories playing Nicki Minaj and, like, really showing respect. And then lastly, the other female I'm feeling, I mean, I like them both as a collective, but I really like her story, and I'm really starting to really fuck with JT from City Girls. I was watching her her interview that she had with Angie Martinez, and just knowing her story, I'm, like, fascinated by just her whole situation right now. You know what I'm saying? JT to me is very, very interesting. And when I, you know, because I, with the Real Adult Talk, you know, we follow her on Twitter, so I'm just seeing it. And, you know, I really like how she, in her tweets, the last 2 albums that came out by females, she's been putting me on, and I was like, all right, I don't know if I'm really checking for it. Then she tweeted, I'm like, okay, she tweeted, maybe, you know, because I want to be on point, especially for the world famous Chop Up, making sure that we on top of what's, I guess, what's hot. So anyway, you know, she basically shouted out Sexy Red. She was like, Sexy Red doesn't miss or whatever. And I thought that was big coming from her because, you know, Sexy Red came after City Girls, you know what I'm saying? So Sexy Red basically dropped a deluxe album, which is basically like another album connected to her hit album that she had. Was it Ghetto Princess or some shit like that? Hood Hottest Princess, some shit. But anyway, so show her love or whatever. And then Nicki, you know, with Nicki Minaj dropped, she said, you know, Pink Friday, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, all right, let me check for this. And basically she was really bumping it up because Nicki's got a song with Uzi. So, you know, it's called Everybody. So it's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? It's got a Uzi type of little Uzi beat. And her and Nicki, him and Nicki Minaj is going back and forth. Who else she got on her album? So she has J. Cole on the album. She has Drake on the album, Lil Wayne on the album. The album's not on Young Money anymore. So, like, her contract with Young Money, I guess, is up because it's, you know, even though you got Wayne and Drake's not on Young Money no more either. I guess they all done blew up and got these new situations or whatever, but they still affiliated. But I don't know, man. I'm debating. I don't know if we're gonna review that album or not. I don't know if it's our type of album to review. I'm gonna see what Kev maybe think, but it's either gonna be that one or I'm gonna review. Like I said, this dude named Big Scar, who I told
him,
I gave a review
about 3D Nati. He told me to tell you to check out 3D Nati.
3D Nati?
How you spell it?
Yeah.
He said it's the number 3.
Okay.
Then it's D.
N-A-T-E.
And then it's N-A-T-E-E.
E-E. So, okay. So, all right, let me spell it back again. You said, so it's the number 3. And then you said
uh-huh.
it's the letter D as in David?
Yep.
All right. So D-N-D-E. 3-D-N-D-E.
No. So the number 3.
Okay.
Space, the letter D.
Okay.
Space, N as in Nancy.
Okay.
A as in Apple. T
okay.
as in Tom. E as in Edward. E as in Edward.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, 3-D-I-T. Okay. Okay.
Naughty. What'd you put my I for?
Okay, Naughty. All right, so 3-D Naughty. There we go. That's how I got it. So 3.
He said.
Space. What's up?
He said you'll thank him later.
All right, cool. All right, yeah. Tell him I'm going to definitely check that out. Yeah, definitely the album review for this week. So I'm going to see how that go, and I'm going to get back with him. On that. So, yeah, so, you know, so that's that. I'm trying to think, was there anything else I wanted to get into? So, lastly, I got to, like, how much time we got left? I'm looking here. We got 3 minutes left. So, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, get into the sports report really quickly. So, one of the topics that I know me and Kev are going to discuss on Tuesday is basically the NBA in-season tournament, right? So, shout out to the Lakers. They won it. LeBron won it. He won the tournament. So, just like how LeBron won the bubble championship when we had the COVID year, and it was all just the, you know, people all in, what was it, in Orlando at the time, your stomach grounds black, won the, you know, the bubble championship. And then LeBron, you know, he smelled blood again. They did this inaugural in-season tournament, and, you know, the finals was in Vegas, Saturday night. They beat the Pacers. Shout out to the Pacers, man. The Pacers really showing and prove. They got this new kid named Tyrese Haliburton for the Indiana Pacers, man. Young dudes, like 23, really had a good showing in the tournament. Indiana's got a nice, sneaky young team that's on the low. This is the first they've been on point since Reggie Miller back in the day, or when they had Ron Artest, when they had the fight in Detroit, you know what I'm saying, back in the day with Ron Artest and the whole, what they call it, the Malice in the Palace or whatever. But anyway, Indiana looks pretty good, but they lost to the Lakers in the in-season championship. But what I'm going to talk about is, what me and Kev are going to talk about is, why did the NBA in-season tournament have fans counting other people's money? So if you know anything about me, if you know me personally, that's one thing I hate. I hate to count other people's money. I don't give a – like, I'm not about to report on what somebody else is making. That shit, if I ain't getting a cut, if I ain't getting no money for it, I can care less. So anyway, we're going to really go over that because they got to change that aspect. I don't want to hear about millionaires making more money like what was it, Giannis said something. Asked, oh, you just – because when he advanced to, like, the next round of the playoffs, they're like, oh, Giannis, what do you think about winning $100,000? He like, oh, I just won? Oh, he didn't even know. And he's just like, the rich get richer. So I'm like, I don't give a shit about this. Anyway, so that's the one thing I think they got to change. They got to make it so it's more – it's got to be something with the playoff standings because as a fan, I don't want to hear somebody else just a slap in my face. I ain't shit. Like, okay, give me something. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? So anyway. We're going to really break that down with this Tuesday's show. So anyway, so if you want to check out the show, definitely follow the Mo Benz Twitter, M-O-B-I-N-N-S, and you'll be plugged in. Always follow the Twitter we got going on here, Real Adult Talk. We spell it T-A-W-K. And until next week, signing off, everybody, be safe. Shout out to Black for her topic of the night. Shout out to me for the world famous chop up. And until next Sunday, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace.